Well, we had an incident up to Dot and Tommy's camp over the weekend that was wicked embarrassing. It's really Charlie's story to tell, so I'll let him. After all, he is, by default, the poet laureate of Mahoosick Mills. Stinkfoot. Sunday last, we took a break to Dot and Tommy's by the lake. All the gang were coming too. Tommy planned a barbecue. His plans, alas, were all in vain. When damned if it began to rain, "Bring the food in," Tommy cried, and we were forced to move inside. There we ate, and all was well, till some of them complained of smell. I thought the hubbub was excessive, but soon the smell became oppressive. Up from her chair, Ida rose. I guess she's got the sharpest nose. She searched for where the smell was coming. Someone started game show drumming. She got to me, our eyes did meet, and then she pointed to my feet. As if this were the worst of scandals, Ida shouted, "It's your sandals." Then, of course, I got harassed. Boy, oh boy, was I embarrassed. Yeah, they stunk, but more than that, I noticed both of them were cracked. "They're worthless, Charlie," Ida cried, so I took them both outside. Nonetheless, when you inhaled, that sandal smell somehow prevailed. We were eating Rita's cake as Tommy looked out on the lake. Then he said, "I've got a plan." The rain let up and off we ran. He found some rope, plenty thick, and lashed those stinkers to a brick. We hopped in nearly every boat and paddled out beyond the float. We got in close, and from his chair, Tommy said a solemn prayer. "Dear God, we send these to the bottom, where I pray no one will spot them." My sandals sank. We were cured. They let me have the final word. On the bottoms where they're lying, hope the fish don't all start dying. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.